Hey, this is Jesse Canton. Man, I am so glad that you took the time to download this podcast. Listen, it's getting ready to be a blessing to you. It is power-packed full of wisdom. Listen, as you hear this episode and you want to be a blessing to this podcast, well, you can hit me up on Cash App. Type in Jesse E. Canty, J-E-S-S-E, the letter E, C-A-N-T-Y, with the dollar sign, of course. And you can be a blessing. Anything you give will be appreciated. I thank you, and I pray that nothing but God's blessings and his best be upon you. Take care. Hey, this is Jesse Canty with another episode of How Bad Do You Want It? Check this out, man. Have you ever been traveling on a journey, heading somewhere, got a destination in mind, and you messed around and got off track and took a wrong turn? I mean, you ended up on a road that you know you weren't supposed to be on. Well, most of us, the minute you realize you was on that road, we had to make some adjustments and get off of that road, turn that thing around and do what it do and get back where the place you're supposed to be. Well, likewise in life, that's the same decisions we need to make. I want to talk about it on this episode, and I want to title this one, Back That Thing Up. Let's go. Yeah, man.
Man of wisdom, man of wisdom. From the pulpit to the podcast, from the pulpit to the podcast, yeah. Jesse Canty. Pursuing my destiny, pursuing my destiny, yeah. Tell me, how bad do you want it?
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to another episode of How Bad Do You Want It? I am your host, Jesse E. Canty, man. Listen, man, I got something to say. This is episode number 209. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for seizing this moment, Father, to speak expressly to us, God, through your spirit. Have your way. Let us hear and obey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome, man. Welcome back to another episode of How Bad Do You Want It? Listen, this one is entitled, yes, it's a familiar title, but I'm not talking about what that title was originally talking about. I'm talking about life-altering decisions. I'm talking about whenever you make a decision in life that you know have taken you down the wrong road, or things are not going as you had planned them to be, or you are not seeing the scenery in life that you know you should be seeing by the age that you're at now. What do you do when you see your life have taken a turn and you seeing stuff that you don't want to see, that you never desired to see, and that you ain't happy with seeing? Well, you back that thing up. Loop that vehicle around. Make a three-point turn. Do whatever you got to do to get off that path that you're on. Am I talking to somebody already? Can I go ahead and end this podcast right now? Because I'm telling you, that's the thing that drives me to get better in life. I have to begin to realize that what I am seeing in my life right now, if it is not lined up with what I desire to have or what I believe that is meant for me, that means something I have done, something I have done that have led me to the road that I'm on. All of us are going to make bad decisions or fumble the ball or do something that we failed to do, was supposed to do right, that have led us down a path that was not beneficial to us. Do you understand what I'm saying? It causes us to go down a way that we are not pleased with, we're not happy with. That can be in relationships, that can be in decision making as far as your job you're working on or your career. It can be your health. Whatever the situation is, when you see, and when this is not designed to beat us down for making bad decisions. Everybody make bad decisions. This is designed to show us what to do after you realize you have made a bad decision. Don't continue on the same path praying/hoping that you're going to end up in the right place. That's what people do a lot. They continue to make the same dumb decisions that we that made in the past, and somehow hope that prayer is going to cause them to end up in the right place. Now, the wisest thing we could do is realize from the bad decisions that we made and straighten it out. Let me see what it said. I saw here. Listen to the saying here. A wise man changes his mind, but a fool never will. A wise man will change his mind and say, wait a minute. I am not having the results that I believe that God has for me in life. So therefore, I am going to take the responsibility. I am going to swallow and accept the accountability that I am on the wrong path. And it's something I done to get us here, or whatever led me to get to this place. I'm going to make this decision to change my mind. And you know what they say about that? Sometimes you change your mind. Sometimes your mind changes you. But either way, you cannot change your life without changing your mind. And that's where this come in. Do you know that as many people, this is when you fail to make, when you continue down the wrong path and your life has taken a turn that is not beneficial to you, when you continue, if you continue on this road and never accept the responsibility of correcting your mistakes, then what's going to happen? You're going to lead to a life of regret. It's going to lead you to a life of, this is where haters are born. This is where envious and jealous people are born. You cannot have hope for your future and you believe that you are on your way towards your destination, destiny. You cannot be in that mindset and still be hating on somebody, still be jealous of somebody, still be envious of somebody. I'm going to speak, I'm going to put a word right out there right now. PSA, anybody who hating, who's jealous, who envious, that is an indication right there that you have given up on your life. You don't believe you got anything better that's going to come to you than what you're seeing now. Because if you did, you wouldn't care, or you wouldn't be hating on anybody else because of where they are at in life. Instead of sitting here and becoming envious or jealous of somebody else, take the time to begin to analyze. And in your life, where did you go wrong? Or what caused this? Because it may be out of your control. It may be an unexpected death. It can be different things. It can be mishaps. It can be different things that led to it. But watch this now. A successful man will profit from his mistakes and try again in a different way. This podcast here is meant to encourage you to not give up because things have not turned out at age 30 where you hoped them to be when you was at age 20 or at age 40 when you were at age 30. It makes no difference what your age is. If you got life and breath in you still, then that means that God is not done with you. That means that your story is not over and you can begin again. Now, what the thing about it is, the great thing about life is when you feel and you realize that you have gotten off track, you can always get back on track. But how do you get back on track? As I already said, change your mind, you change your life. See, getting off track is not the big issue. It's us not getting back on track. That's the problem. If we just continue down the same path of what we've done to get us where we're at, and fail to get things back on track, that is a huge problem. Well, you're asking, okay, I hear what you're saying, but how do I get back on track? Okay, let's start off as we answer this question. Let's start off and work with me and walk with me for a minute as we think about the analogy of a vehicle that literally have gotten off the wrong exit. All right, for whatever reason, it was influenced, made a bad decision, got off the wrong exit. Once you get off the exit, you're in a new place. You don't know what tomorrow holds for you. You don't know what's going to come in life, but you begin to realize that you are not at the place that you desire to be, that you hope to be, that you saw yourself living at, and the life that you saw yourself living one day. When you realize that you're not there, stop continuing on that same path. If your finances are not where you want them to be, stop doing the same thing that have gotten you to where you at. And this is not a 2-3 month process. I mean, this is literally a 2-3 second process to make a decision to stop going further on this road. Now, you stopping does not make up for what the damage have already been done to where you at, but it immediately ties off any more damage. Because if you continue down that path, you're going to get to a place where it's not going to be easy to turn around. But when you begin to look back at things, whether it's business, whether it's finances, man, it can be a plethora of things. You have to begin to make the decision to stop going deeper into the wrong direction, in the wrong direction that you don't want your life to take a turn now. And begin to analyze. And if you say, okay, all right, once I stop, then what I do next? Before you turn that thing around, look at the map. Go back and ask yourself what you want in life. And if you don't know what you want, I hope you're spiritual enough to say, what has the Lord said that he has in store for me? And if you don't know, have anybody that spoke the words of the Lord to you, this is where you got to have a relationship with God and at least read his word. Because when you read his word, that's going to build and strengthen the relationship with him. And the Lord will begin to reveal to you that just like Jeremiah, who had the potter, he went down to the potter's house and he saw the potter working some clay in his hands. The clay, something went wrong with the clay. But the potter did not throw the clay away. But what he did do is restarted his process with the clay and made the clay another vessel. You ought to thank God. I don't care how tore up you are. I don't care how bad the situation is that you're experiencing now. God has not thrown you away. Did you hear what I'm saying? He did not throw you away. But what he will do, he will restart you. He took that clay and he began to make it again another vessel. That means he scrapped the plan the way it was going and he backed it up. He began again and reshaped a new future. Gave him a new expectation out of life because he yielded to the clay, excuse me, he yielded to the hands of the potter. Why are you still fighting against the will of God?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. God has blessed us to have listeners all around the world. And I thought to myself, I said, maybe there's somebody that wants you to have a prayer request. I want you to pray with them concerning anything, your family or whatever it is. If that's be so, listen, drop me an email at jessecantypodcast@yahoo.com. JSSECANTY podcast@yahoo.com. I would love to hear from you. I love to pray with you. And I want you to have a blessed day. The will of God is symbolic of the hands of the potter that is shaping the clay. If the clay is going to be what the potter desire it for it to be, the clay has to relax its will and yield itself to the shaping of the potter's hand. The clay cannot fight against the design or the desire of the potter. It is the potter that is picked up the clay to making it something that the clay could never do on its own. It is the potter that desires the height of the clay. It is the potter that desires the shape of the clay. It is the Lord. It is the Lord that desires and determines, that determines your destiny upon your life. So why do many of us fight against God? And I said us, because I've been there, and at times I'm still there. Why? But see how foolish it is for the clay to look at the potter and try to argue with what he, or try to tell him how to shape us. The clay had to yield itself. The clay was able to be remade, bag that thing up. He was able to restart his destiny. And the only reason that the clay was able to start again is because the clay yielded itself to the potter completely. How can you expect to end up in the place that God have given you a desire to be? And I just said something that God have given you a desire to be. How can you expect to end up in that destiny, in that place, by fighting against the will of God? The Lord have been trying to get you to back up for a long time. The Lord have been trying to get you back on path for quite some time. The Lord have been trying to lead. The Bible says that the steps of a good man, break it down, the steps or the goings of a righteous man has been established by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. So if you read that back, if you want God to be delightful or happy with your life, then you have to follow the steps that he already ordained for you to be on. Too many of us coming to God with our ambitions. We come to God and tell God who we wants to marry. We come to God and tell God what we want our life to be, instead of trusting that the Lord is the potter and I am the clay. If I yield myself to his will and his shaping, his moving me in life, then he's going to make me into a vessel of honor that will begin, as the people look at the vessel and see the honor or the splendor on the vessel, then they will begin to ask, who made this vessel? The glory goes back to the potter / the father. So I'm trying to tell you something. The Lord desires for you to hear his plan for you. Stop on the path that you have been trying to put yourself on. Realize, listen, I'd rather do things God way instead of my way. And the minute you accept that mindset and yield to him, the Lord will cause things to turn around / back that thing up. He will begin to cause things to turn around and take you to places that you desire to be, because the desire that you have has been placed in your heart from the Lord. The enemy just will come like he did with Adam and Eve and tempt us and cause us to desire something that the Lord never told us to have. Do it make sense to you? I want to make sure, and this is how we pray, I want to make sure that my desires stay in line with his desires. I want to make sure, and yes, we all make wrong turns. Don't let anybody beat you over the head or beat you down because of the bad or the mistakes or the bad decisions that you made in your past. We all made them. It's not the decision that you made, the bad decision or the wrong decision that you made that messes things up. It's the mindset of not allowing God to show you where you got off track, and more importantly, allowing God control, authority over your life to help get you back on track. There's a saying that says, he knows the way that I take. and when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. The Lord knows your uprising and your downsitting. The Lord knows your potential and your capabilities. The Lord knows your giftings. The Lord knows your strengths. He's the one that gave it to you. But we just, as humans, sometimes I don't know why. I even say the same thing with some of my employees, and hear this, it's going to make sense spiritually. 8 years in our business, God has blessed us tremendously. I'm grateful for where we're at. We should be further, but made bad decisions of my own. Same thing, analogy I'm telling you now. But I realize it, backed it up, corrected it, and allowing the Lord to take me where he want me to be, and he's doing it. But then I mess around and hire somebody who hadn't been there a week and going to come along and tell me how to do what I've been doing. That's the same thing that we try to do with God. God brought us. Now, my business took me from the house to hire you. I've done something right to last all these years and to be able to pay you. But now you're going to tell me how to be better and we'll do what I need to do. I'm not saying we can't listen to people. Listen, that's not, I'm not going that deep. I'm using this as an illustration to show you at the things that the creation have looked at the creator and is trying to tell God on how to make better moves and instruct God on what to do with their lives. That's what this whole generation is doing now. When you can look at God and tell them, nope, you made me the wrong gender. When you can look at God and tell me, nope, I don't want to marry that person. I don't want to have this person. I don't want to have this life. I want to choose my own life. It's all about me. That's when we have gotten off of track and we're trying to get to our destination by taking side roads that will lead down the wrong roads that will never get you to your destiny. Listen, I'm not going to go long 30 minutes on this one because I believe that the message is clear and precise, that the Lord desires and he is commanding for us to get to a place that we yield our heart to him. Yielding your heart to him and allowing God complete control over your life is like the clay yielding itself to the hands of the potter. He made it again, another vessel, King James Version say, as fit, something like this, for the master's use. In other words, the master, the potter, is the one that determines his shape, his existence, where he's going to be, what his career going to be, who he's going to marry. Oh, man. Some people, this is too powerful. This is too strong for them to swallow. Because we are not used to getting into a place where we allow the Lord to lead us. Let him be the navigational system. That when we make wrong turns, and we will, when we make bad decisions, and we will, but we correctly hear his gentle voice and his nudge that shows us where we got off course, where we got off track, and get back on track. Get back to the place where he desires for us to be so we can reach the destination that he's already determined that we are to reach. There are some great things in store for you. And there are some people that's struggling, man. You struggling bad. This message is specifically for you. You're not struggling because God ordained for you to struggle right now. You're struggling because you're trying to fight your will and do things your way instead of submitting to his will and doing things God's way. He'll change your character. He wants your integrity to be on all times high. Because all these things right here will blow a fuse on your destiny or you trying to reach your destiny. If our character is bad, then we cannot get to the place where God wants us to be. So he wants us to quit fighting against him and submit ourselves to his perfect will for us. He loves you. He only wants good for you. His thoughts for you are good and are not evil. Jeremiah, 29. He wants to bring you to an expected end. He has a destiny in store, in mind for you. And if you're on the wrong path, you got the power to back it up. This is how you do it. Repeat after me. Say, Lord, forgive me for all of my sins, all of the mistakes and the bad decisions I made, all of the failures because of my decisions. Forgive me, Lord. Not only I receive your son Jesus into my life, but I receive his instructions. I receive the Holy Spirit who will lead me and guide me. Take me where you want me to be. Help me, Father, to stay on course and keep me from making wrong turns after one after another. I submit to you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hope this blessed you. Love you. Be blessed.
Hey, business owners, this is Rashad Brown with Swipe Fast, located in Columbia, South Carolina. We are excited to be partnering with Jesse E. Canty and the How Bad Do You Want It podcast. Since 2017, Swipe Fast has been helping business owners like you save up to 99% in their debit and credit card processing fees. So if you process business to business or business to consumer payments, we have solutions that will meet your needs and would love to hear from you. You can reach us at swipefast.com/save. That's swipe, spelled with the Y, or contact us at 1-800-597-0713. Don't forget to let us know that Jesse E. Canty sent you. Have a blessed day.